has recommenced work despite the state government's disbandment plans due to the lack of communication. Last month, the Landmark Inquiry paused its work following Premier David Crisafulli's promise to shut it down. Still, multiple requests for an urgent meeting have been ignored. Joshua Creamer has stated, quote, "Given the inability of the government to be able to move swiftly, we've decided to recommence the work of the inquiry," end quote. David Premier Gerard Blige has said the government will repeal the path to treaty legislation at an, quote, "appropriate time," end quote, but no timeline has been communicated. Another local news, Townsville Mayor Troy Thompson has been suspended following an investigation into misleading voters. Mr. Thompson is being investigated for misleading voters about his military, university, and business qualifications and the alleged acceptance of donations linked to property developers. The local RSL branch commented, quote, "Misleading claims of military service are not only dishonest but are deeply disrespectful to those who have genuinely served Australia," end quote. Throughout the one-year suspension, Mr. Thompson cannot perform the duties of a councillor or mayor. Still, he will continue to earn a reported $250,000 salary. Meanwhile, First Nation families who claim to have faced racial discrimination leading to the removal of their children have launched legal action against the WA and New South Wales state governments. Caitlin Wilson, a special counsel at Shine Lawyers, is leading the case and says the family are alleging widespread racial discrimination, leading to the removal of Indigenous children and further resulting in a loss of cultural connection. Ms. Wilson has stated, quote, "First Nation children are consistently and significantly overrepresented in and out of home care, and at the present time, Western Australia boasts the highest rate of overrepresentation in the country," end quote. Reunification rates are extremely low, with 7% of Indigenous children reunited with their families in Western Australia and a tiny 2% in New South Wales. In national news, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has announced a memorandum of understanding between the government and the Israeli Ministry of Defence will not be renewed. The memorandum aims to identify projects that could provide advanced manufacturing capabilities and create skilled jobs for Victoria, but has been heavily criticized by human rights organizations for being morally wrong. Ms. Allen said the memorandum has ran its course, stating, quote, "There are many strategic opportunities we have across the broader defense industry, and we'll focus on those," end quote. This decision comes alongside the International Criminal Court's issue of arrest warrants for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, as well as senior Hamas official Mohammed Deif. In international news, following a mass poisoning that killed 6 tourists, including 2 Australians, the Laotian government has promised to bring perpetrators to justice. 2 Australian 19-year-olds died in Thai hospitals last week following suspected methanol poisoning, and very little information has been released surrounding the number of tourists affected and possible sources of the laced drinks. The Laotian government released a statement stating the government of the Lao PDR has been conducting investigations to find causes of the incident and bring the perpetrators to justice in accordance with the law, end quote. The girls are believed to have consumed the tainted alcohol in the backpacking hotspot of Wong Wing. Weather. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 28 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a low band. That's all.